A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Dialogues, as reported by John in his Gospel, have a very frustrating quality. No one listens, questions are not answered, and there are misunderstandings with almost every sentence. Over the last weeks, we have heard, both on Sunday and in the weekday readings, extracts from Jesus' farewell discourse in John's Gospel. Although the dialogue is limited, the lack of actual communication is near legendary. In John 14, verses 2 to 3, Jesus says that he is going to his Father's house to prepare a place for his disciples. Thomas, in verse 5, then claims he does not know where Jesus is going. There are various other such points during the farewell discourse that show similar puzzlement or the disciples jumping to the wrong conclusions. One can imagine that the longest-lived and therefore longest-suffering disciple, John the Beloved, included these points in his Gospel as a consolation to preachers. We have all had the experience of people commending or correcting us for things we never uttered in a homily. Other than the comfort to preachers, there is a comfort to all of us. How rarely we actually do hear Jesus clearly, even after listening to the Gospel for almost 2,000 years. The farewell discourse also has a great deal about love and how we are to love one another. And in that commandment of the new covenant, we often hear that we have to have warm and gentle feelings for each other. Yet Jesus defines that love in a particular way in John chapter 15, verse 12, and we hear, "This is my commandment, love one another." Usually we immediately start feeling guilty that we do not have warm and fuzzies for everyone, and then we start to justify our rough feelings toward those we disagree with or dislike. We do not often hear the measure of that love in the rest of the sentence, "as I love you." Jesus' love was to nurture and to guide, to give his life, as expressed in the next verse, for those very disciples he knew would all betray him in one way or another. Love is a decision, not a feeling. Love is a commitment, not an emotion. When affection grows from love or leads to love, that is beautiful. Affection itself is not a measure of love. And that brings us to this part of the farewell discourse we heard today. Did we hear those words by which Jesus described his disciples, and through them also describes us? We who miss the point, who have our own smaller and larger betrayals of him, we who hear what we want to hear, either to be offended or to be confirmed in our prejudice, have we heard? The translation of the phrase is difficult. The meaning is, as given in today's English version of the Gospel, Father, they are your gift to me. For all that was about to unfold, which Jesus saw coming after this Last Supper with his disciples, he names us as gift. We are gift, divine gift, gift of the Father to the Son, confirming the Father's love for the Son and the Son's love for the Father, and further gifted with the Spirit, for whom we wait with hope that is already fulfilled. We are gift, God's gift, offered as confirmation of the divine love and union of Father, Son, and Spirit. Hearing that, truly hearing that, how do we present ourselves to the whole human community as this gift of love in God? Amen.